This weekend, a Presbyterian church in Philadelphia's Chestnut Hill section will premiere a new piece of choral music written by a Pulitzer-winning composer. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the church commissioned Lewis Spratlin to write a piece about gun violence.
Every year, the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill has a festival of music and the arts, but this year it did something new. It asked all the artists, writers, and composers to create something related to gun violence. The church's music director, Dan Spratlin, asked his father to write something. Lewis Spratlin won a Pulitzer Prize in 2010 for his opera, Life is a Dream. This new work, called Unspoken Words, is meant to evoke the act of gun violence. Lewis Spratlin composed the choral piece to be accompanied by trombone.
It's capable of being very violent, I think. There's a lot of clangor in its sound. It also can have quite a tender quality in the movement of that blood. Boom, 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 boom. It's a part, basically.
Spratlin composed the piece in six parts called gun, bullet, finger, body, blood, and siren. In the blood part, the descending harmonies are meant to evoke pooling blood. The concert on Sunday afternoon will be just part of the Festival of Music and the Arts. Saturday, there'll be a reading of a new play based on the shooting at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in 2012. That's when 20 children were killed. There's also an art exhibition of portraits of victims of gun violence. The co-curator, Rebecca Thornburg, worked with the activist group Heeding God's Call to End Gun Violence to pair 21 artists with families of shooting victims, including two police officers.
The intent was not to talk about their unfortunately violent deaths, but rather the joyousness of the lives they lived, and to contemplate what their future could have been had their lives not been cut short.
The festival at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill is free. However, donations collected during the weekend will go to Heeding God's Call. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.